You are listening to Destiny Pizza.
Today is Thursday, August 20th, 2015. It is week 119 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And since it's Thursday, we're going to talk about some This Week in Movies in the Now, where I watch trailers for movies that are coming out today. I repeat to you what I think is going to happen in the movie. And then you get to go watch the movie and be like, that was so wrong.
That trailer either didn't make any sense or Dhruv described it completely strange.
Yeah. So I'm going to go into this with Hitman Agent 47. Plus, I think this is the most fun way we can like recap a trailer.
Yeah. No, I dig it because it's better than just going, oh, this is what happens in the trailer.
You can see the trailer.
Yeah, you could watch the trailer.
You don't know what's going on in my brain.
This is it seeing what Dhruv thinks and guessing and extrapolating from the trailer the story.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the time, trailers don't tell you a story. They're just like, this stuff happens.
Yeah.
But you don't know what order. You don't know when.
So Hitman Agent 47 is a movie based on the popular video game franchise Hitman. And I think this guy, like, he's a trained assassin, but I don't think he remembers or something. It's really strange. I think he's supposed to be a part of this group, and then he's like, I'm going to leave this group, or the group disbands and someone tries to bring them back together, and then he's like, I'm not joining again. And Zachary Quinto's there, and he's like the head of this group, and he's like, I need an army of men to get this hitman. And it's like a bunch of over-the-top stunts and stuff. It's very strange. Mm-hmm. There's some woman involved, and then there's this weird scene where it's all these guys with machine guns, and they like hit his Audi, and like it has metal ropes, so like it pulls the car and stuff, and they like suspend his car. It's really weird. And he just comes out with these two handguns, and he's like, I'm going to kill like all 40 of these, I assume 46 of these guys. It's weird. They have barcodes on the back of their heads, so.
Yeah. Huh.
But I didn't know that the Hitman franchise, I said this last week, I think, when I saw the trailer, that I didn't know they're supposed to be like supernaturally like gifted
at being assassins.
I thought it was just supposed to be like a regular guy.
I thought it was more like Jason Bourne, where he's just really good at actually, I think, no, he's not enhanced. The Hawkeye is enhanced.
Yeah, Jeremy Renner's enhanced.
But Jason Bourne is just regular.
He's all the hitmen are enhanced in this movie.
That doesn't appeal to me as much as he's really good at it.
Yeah, like he's obviously very good at it.
It can literally be the same movie, but I'm like, yeah, but is he getting help? Is he on drugs?
Yeah, unless they do things, like scenes like in Sherlock Holmes in the first one, where you see him like figuring out things, and then they like go back and they show you how he like
actually
how he does it. Yeah. Kind of like Premium Rush and stuff. Yeah. I think that did that in that movie as well.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
I like that.
But yeah, I don't know. This movie is weird. Mm-hmm. Second trailer is for American Ultra, and that it's a very similar movie. It's kind of like
Stoner
Born Identity, like a stoner version of Born Identity, except instead of like almost drowning to death, he smokes a lot of drugs. It was about like a CIA agent who, after they don't need him anymore, Topher Grace like wipes his mind, and then he like works at a convenience store, and his girlfriend is Kristen Bell, and something happens, and the guy, he like snaps out into his CIA mode and kills like two guys. And I guess he doesn't want to be a CIA agent anymore, but Topher Grace wants to kill him. So they're like, we need to kill him. And Topher Grace is like, no. And then they kidnap Kristen. Did I say Kristen Bell?
You did say Kristen Bell.
Kristen Stewart. Sorry.
Yes.
Kristen Stewart. And they kidnap her. And he's like, I'm going to get her back. And then I think she fights as well. So I think there's something we don't know about her character.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she could be a secret
double agent or something. She's supposed to kill.
It's like Mr. and Mrs. Smith, but they're both unaware of each other.
Yeah.
Situation.
That's always weird to me, because I'm like, how good can you be about, like, how good at lying to your spouse can you be?
And they're so good at lying, they can't figure each other's secret out either.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't they think it's convenient that they're probably telling lies to each other. And like, Vince Vaughn, this is working out so
Vince
well.
Vince Vaughn never did a background check on his on like Brad Pitt's wife.
Yeah, like I find all that stuff hard to believe.
Yeah, and then Angelina Jolie's team never did a background check on her husband.
Exactly, they have so many resources. They're like, oh, maybe we should put a tail on him or something. Like something, they need to do a little bit more security work than like they seem too trusting.
Yeah, so this is like an updated stoner version of Bourne Identity, and I heard it's really fun. I'm probably gonna go watch it, but don't hold me to it because you can't hold me to anything.
You never know.
And you can't hold a candle to something else. I forgot what I said earlier.
You usually see movies on whims now, it seems like.
Yeah, someone's and it like, has to be like a really weird movie.
Yeah. I think that's a little...
I'm like really close. I think I'm really close to just going to a movie by myself.
Just do it. You have so many, like... Like, you have a movie pass.
Yeah.
You might as well see a bunch of movies.
I might as well see a movie every day.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to this week.
Well, the problem is, like, and then you, like, if someone ends up wanting to see that movie, and you're like, oh, I feel annoyed that he went alone or something.
Yeah.
You're like, that's annoying.
That's always the problem with me, because I'm like,
yeah. Like, maybe like, at one point somebody will want to see this movie.
Yeah.
And then you're like, maybe I won't want to see it twice.
And I'm worried that the frustration I'll get from watching a movie alone and having no one to talk to that about that movie with will kill me.
Yeah.
Because I do enjoy talking about movies with people.
Because the only way you'd be able to do it is if you found somebody who already saw that movie. You see it yourself, then you're like, I have to talk to you right after.
But a lot of those movies I watch, I don't think I have that.
Yeah.
Like, I only know one person that saw The Gallows, and that's because I saw The Gallows with that person.
Yeah, exactly. So you'd just be shouting to this podcast about The Gallows instead of... And not even, like, spoiling anything, really. But,
yeah.
That's the hard part. And then I saw this... Like, it was like an extended trailer for Super Mario Maker, that game where you just make the...
Mario levels.
I think it's coming out in September. But it looked really cool. Because it lets you make Mario from, like, the classic one to, like, Super Mario World to, like... To like it has just a different
Super
shade
Mario 3D
or whatever,
World,
but it's like
different shapes in 3D.
Yeah.
And
there's, like...
Apparently it works with, like, over 50 amiibo figures.
Yeah, which was also cool. So you put a Link one, you get the Link from, like, classic Link. Huh. He's in the game, you're him instead of Mario. You got, like, a Kirby, you got, like, a little Kirby dude. Got, like, a Bowser, you're Bowser. It looked really cool. Like,
that's
that was
crazy.
A cool feature of it. And, like, it let you do so many stuff that's not even in the classic Mario games. Mm-hmm. And like, so
and
creative,
like,
all the stuff they just showed you.
And you can like,
do.
Mix it. So you can have, like, stuff from Super Mario World in, like, your Super Mario 3D World level and stuff like that.
Yeah. So there's a lot of, like, and you can set different blocks so they do different things. And it's just, the stuff they showed in the like, 7-minute preview was, like, this is pretty intense. Like, I don't know how, like, it seemed pretty simple to use, but I think the cooler part is just seeing what other people make.
Yeah.
Is that playing their levels rather than building your own, I'm sure is fun, but it's...
Yeah, I think it includes a lot of levels from old Super Mario games.
Yeah.
Built in.
So you just play through them and stuff. Yeah. But yeah, they'll have a leaderboard of the best. Like, the cool part is the online part where you can share so much. They're going to come up with stuff that no one even thought people would create. So
it'd be cool if Nintendo had a secret contest where, like, the winner got hired as, like, a level designer.
Yeah. Because, like, they got some cool stuff that you can do. And I was just like, from being a fan of like the old Mario, it's just like, because I didn't know you would be able to do it through all the Super Nintendo versions and have the 3D version in there.
I think back to the NES version, right?
Yeah, back to the original. It's just like, I liked all the different, even like Super Mario 2 they had in there, which is like the weird, like in my opinion, like
the weird
animation style where it was like...
It doesn't fit.
It doesn't fit into the... the other ones.
Yeah.
So.
Is that going to make...
You
don't have any next-gen, like, current-gen consoles, right?
No.
Do you think this would make you get a Wii U?
I don't know. I don't know. There's some really cool stuff on Wii U.
There is. Like, Splatoon is, like, a huge hit.
Like, Splatoon.
And they just released, like, a huge update,
like, now
awesome.
All the good games are coming out, so I'm getting closer thinking about it. Because, like, if I can get, like...
And you don't have to go to the store. That's the greatest thing to me.
Yeah. You just get it right
just like
there.
Digital everything's digital. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, like...
That's the thing that sucks, though. I'm, like, in the studio, I put the Xbox One in here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wanted to buy Lego Jurassic World and, like, play with in front of my niece and nephew. And I was like, oh, but that would require me to bring my Xbox downstairs and everything. I was like, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
I was like, I should just buy another one.
It's just hard to have it, yeah, like, everywhere.
Because I like to play in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then, like, I know, like, Kingdom Hearts 3 is coming out at some point.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm like, I don't, like, I might buy a console just for that. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Yeah. Like, I think after they announced, I saw that Darth Vader PS4. Mm-hmm. I think I want to buy that.
Yeah.
And then you get a bunch of classic Star Wars games for that. That sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, because I haven't been gaming in a while, but, like, there's certain games where I just want to play them.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, like, I've been watching the videos for Yoshi Woolly World,
mm-hmm,
which already came out in Australia and UK and Japan, and now it doesn't come out here until October.
Yeah.
And it looks like so much fun. And I'm just like, because, like, you put different amiibo on there, mm-hmm, and it changes what Yoshi looks like. And he, like, there's, like, a Link version of Yoshi, and there's, like, a Mario version of Yoshi. And I'm like, I want that.
That's really cool.
I think that alone would be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I saw a preview for that, too. And that looks.
You can watch the whole game.
Yeah. I saw one a while ago before it came out. I haven't seen it.
It's crazy, the videos that people put on the internet.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That, and then my niece has been getting into playing Mario Party.
Mm-hmm.
She's, like, really good at the Bowser minigames when you're Bowser.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot which one it was. There was one that she was playing, like, over and over again, and she got to the point where she knocked. It was -6 hearts, -6 hearts, -6 hearts, -5 hearts.
Mm-hmm.
So if she were to play in a real game, she would have literally just killed everyone.
Yeah.
Except for one person with the one, even one with the one heart.
You're getting better at games.
And she's like 5 years old.
Yeah.
So I'm like, good for you.
Yeah. I don't think I was any good at games at 5 years old.
No, I remember deleting my sister's Super Mario World save file when I was 5 years old.
Oh, wow.
I got yelled at for
a
long time.
The annoying part about games when we were kids is that sometimes you get stuck and then you have no option. Like, you're either.
That's it.
You just never beat that part of the level, so you never get the rest of the game.
I remember.
You're just like,
what was I playing?
It was like.
That happened to me on Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
Where I got stuck and then I revisited the game like years later and I just mowed through it and I was like.
It's like, what was my problem before?
Yeah.
That what happened to me with, like, Super Nintendo game, like Lion King. I don't think I ever got
so hard
stuck. And then Aladdin, I was like, the Magic Carpet ride. I'm like, can't do this. And like, I never saw the end of that game. Like, and then I played it a few. I was like, oh, that was easy.
Yeah, it's like just, that. And then same thing happened to me with Mario Kart 8, the new one.
Yeah.
Last time I played it, for some reason, I couldn't get gold on this one track,
mm-hmm,
and I played it. Same character, same vehicle set and everything. Got gold and everything. And I was like, finally.
Yeah.
Like, it's that one hurdle.
It's just like.
And I got it on my first try. I didn't have. It was weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes it's hard for some reason. No real reason.
No. I think it sucked most on those old systems, though, because there was, like, no save points. Like, for a lot of those games. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, some of the ones you have to beat it in one shot.
Like Sonic and Knuckles.
Or.
There's, like,
or
this
you,
part
you have
I
to start over.
And even if I beat it, eventually I'd have so little lives that when I went on later in the game, I couldn't progress any further because I'd just die again.
You tried so many times.
Yeah. And then you could never go back to after the first boss. You'd have to go back all the way.
Yeah.
Because for some reason, games used to be set up like they were arcades or something.
That was all. Yeah. That's exactly what it was. Because in arcades, you would get to some games, you would never get past certain points in arcade games because you're like.
And you could just buy continues, though.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Where in the new games, you can't buy continues. Like, they give you 3 continues normally. Until you go in the options and you find there's a setting for continues and you're like unlimited and you're like, I don't care how cheap I feel, I'm beating this damn game.
Yeah. But I think N64, they rarely didn't have save points. That's what, I'd never had Star Fox, but that was always weird to me is that Star Fox never
didn't
have a save point.
God,
so
game.
I was like, because I thought once they went to N64, everything has a save point.
I remember I had had Star Fox and like, I couldn't beat it. And the first time I saw it beaten was my cousin played it and beat it. And when he was, like, much older than me. He was, like, I'm actually going to his wedding soon. But is, I don't know how many years older than me he is. But, yeah, like, he beat that game. He beat GoldenEye. I couldn't get past a certain level on N64 GoldenEye. He beat that one. Like, all that. And then, like, years later, he came back, and, like, the same thing happened, like, on my PS2. He beat, like, all these games I couldn't beat.
Yeah.
It was really strange. I felt really bad at that time.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'm just like, I'm done. I don't care. Like, I don't want any part of you, game.
Yeah. It's just you get to a point, you're like, No.
I'm not, frustration really takes over. Yeah, it's
just too hard. Like you like to think, if I just keep working at this, I'll be able to beat it, but sometimes it's just too hard.
Yeah.
You're like, I could keep trying, and eventually I'll get it, but no. Not worth it.
Yeah.
And on Netflix today, 30 for 30, Angry Sky, As Cool As I Am, and Strange Empire Season.
Is this supposed to be a number after that?
I don't know if it's Strange Empire Season 1 or...
Or if it's the whole show called Strange Empire Season.
I don't know.
Let's check.
I missed that. I don't know what half the stuff...
Yeah, it is Strange Empire. I assume it's season something.
Oh.
Season 1,
I'm going to go with Season 1, guys.
It's a Canadian TV show. It's a Western. Anyways, come back tomorrow for Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. I think this is probably going to be the shortest episode of Freestyle Friday because the whole week has been freestyle.
Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah, there's been a lot of freestyle in the week. Went more a little off the cuff than we thought.
Yeah,
really.
That's what happens when you. I don't know. I don't know what's different about this week, but
no.
Yeah, come back tomorrow.
Yes. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.